है भाव सच्चिदानंद में। एनीथिंग व्हाट इज इट, मल ऑफ माया विल सर्टेनली कम अपॉन आवर बॉडी सर्टेनली। व्हाट वी सी फ्रॉम आवर आईज एवरीथिंग इज मेटेरियल, एवरीथिंग our eyes see only material, it may be God but you see it material, ye dikh raha hai sachidanand par, if anything is broken you will see that your God has been broken, anything, a garland, what to say about the eating, mahaprasad, a garland after 2 days it will be
what, decomposed,
rotten, and not good smell,
worthless,
it will be rotten. Then that garland is given, it's Sachidanand, and maya is deceiving you and you are not under like Brahma is four headed. He taught Krishna and he was by illusory maya he became mad. So Mahaprasad is not a bus, a thing to be seen. It is Shakti, God himself. God is in this body. And when we give it in fire, what becomes of God? He burns? He never burns. So Mahaprasad never rotten or bad smell or anything. He badalta nahi hai. Badalna mane?
Transform. Because
no change. Always in one swarup. But you see, so you are eyes and you are. If you have seen God, name Jivatma and Mahaprasad, all are same, all are Sachidananda, then you could not say like this. पोका की है रे
कौन सा
पोका पोका
इंसेक्ट बग इंसेक्ट
बग इन पैखाना पैखाना
लेटिन
इन लेटिन फाइट
वन टाइप
वन
वन
यस
अर्थिंग God is and soul both are there. How their Krishna and soul live? We are saying it's rotten, but actually, what is there? Even a shadow sits in me. What to say all this? When will be out of maya, then we can judge anything. विग्रह after 1 lakh years, what will be of that? God is God. Muhammad Ghori broken away all these temples and Sikraha. But as he is trust, even Krishna is there, Ram is there, souls are there. What harm he did? He did harm of his own. What did I
say? These two
are.
Yes, we have four. We have one, five, six,
seven. Because right, that you should try to realize what is God, what is Mahaprasad, what is man. And try to see not far from these eyes, but actually Atma's eyes. Then you will see that Mahaprasad is actually Mahaprasad of God.
Now, you actually answered very clearly one, two, three, four, and five. The only one that wasn't, you didn't directly speak about, was number six, which is why if Krishna can liberate, if Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can liberate and bring all the souls back to Vaikuntha, why doesn't he do that?
Because he is more wiser than us and more powerful. What he thinks better, he does. He does not go according to our wish. What is things better? Better. He never takes any paramarsha from any
advice
from them. In Jaya Dharma it has been told, Vrijanath and their ask this question. Why Krishna does so that they are involved in this work? He told that Krishna has given swatantrata to Jeeva, and this swatantrata independence is very, very precious stone, mulya ratna. He never attempt to
interfere
in the freedom of Jiva. So they are doing so. This is one kind of leela of Krishna. What he will think, he has done all in his mind. This is one kind of pastime. In other lokas, he has done like other idea also. So he is Swaraj, he is Swatantra Krishna. What he thinks better for Jeeva, he doesn't. Because Jeeva does not know in broad what is good for us. But Krishna knows. So Krishna does like what else?
You have answered everything.
Yes.
Did we send him what you said also?
For asti and devotee, who has taken the chapter, that they should have very we have this class in Shastra quotations and Guru words. We are not in a condition to know ourselves, know by our wisdom, by our buddhi. So we should have firm belief in Guru and Parampara one. And by taking Harinam, we should try to think and do. When they will come to Madhyama Adhikar, in upper category, there all questions will be solved.
One took out for two.
There is eternal. Why is not in us? If God is eternal, how he is not seen? This is question Sar Govard.
So I will take this.
Work out with the beings, the details.
And to be very, very beautiful Kishore. How unusual. Where did he get this idea?
somebody
must have given him this idea.
And
for peace.
He's
praying.
No, not praying.
Oh.
He's dying.
Oh.
No rest at all.
Mm.
So what should I do?
Mm.
I wrote the answer.
What did you tell him?
The
we want to hear the answer.
There's a lot of people that have that question.
I have written a very good answer.
Uh-huh. What is it?
I wrote that, are you ready? That's it. Why you have not written before? The time is past. That Abhilasha. Abhilasha means?
Desire.
Is like a hog. Male, not male hog.
Oh. Female mare.
Eh?
A female horse is a male.
Female hog. And lagam is not there.
Yes.
No lagam. Lagam means?
No rain.
No, nothing. And she has run and she has crossed for three levels.
Mm.
This level. She has run above Brahmanda. Also she has some hai. I sabere aapko dekha tha. He has crossed Brahmanda, Siddhalok, Brahmalok, Shivalok, Vaikunthalok, Ayodhya,
Dwarka,
Mathura. And now he has entered in Vrindavan. She is beyond my level. A rogue has gone across me. I cannot do anything. I have heard that there is a very good doctor, best doctor in Vrindavan. His name is Samaliya. Samaliya, you know?
No, what is the meaning?
Lord. Lord.
Samaliya. Samaliya means Akash mein
sky
color.
Sky color.
Samaliya.
Either he can do or his partner, Shyama, they have medicine. I have no such medicine, so I cannot help you.
So now he's in trouble. Now he's going to be more and more and more hankering.
So it is a very great problem for him.
He's got a problem.
This is very problem. I know he is a quite qualified doctor, but his fee is very
high.
He takes everything of Rogi. He does not list anything
of patient.
He takes everything of it. So you can go and see whether he can do anything or not. I cannot do.
You're going to get a letter or a person here soon.
By letter.
He will have to. I think he may come personally. He may bring his next letter by hand.
Hand delivery.
किसी आपका मंगला नित्य मंगलाकांक्षी.
Yes. I was listening the other.
You understand their questions and my answer?
Yes.
Yes. About Guru?
Which one about Guru?
That if Guru has gone to Krishna,
yes,
should we pray our?
Yes, this is so. He was talking about Chaita Guru.
Chaita Guru.
Yes.
Or what should we do?
Yes.
For serving of our Guru.
Yes.
Sarpa Guru.
Yes.
What I answer?
You answered that. This question never arose for you because you were always feeling that Guru was always with you.
Mm.
So you did not think like this.
Mm. And what?
And you would pray to Gurudev and he would.
Guru is always with you.
Make everything.
With you. He never dies.
Yeah.
Never be absent. He always hears. He is always seeing you. You are not seeing.
Yes, it's the problem.
This is the problem.
Yes.
But he is hearing everything from you and seeing and watching you. You ask me, ask me
now. One day, Mumbai day,
Bangla ji, Hindi Bali, nahi hai. Hai. Toh usko alag khant lena. Ye kiska hai?
You were saying about Guru.
Guru is those who are neat and clean by heart, and those who have given everything to their Guru, this lotus feet. Guru is always with them and always watching and helping them. We should realize it. I realize it. I have so much mercy from our Guru. Krishna by Chaitya Guru is always here. Before he was.
How many janmas he was?
Now he is here. And afterward he will be here.
Yeah.
But Gurudev directly does mercy.
Yeah.
To surrender
souls.
So
actively.
So we should always pray our Gurudev.
Yes.
What circumstances come?
Yes.
If any problem comes, if anything comes,
yes,
we should pray. That he hears, he does what? And he takes necessary action and always in thinking.
He liked that answer.
Huh?
He liked that answer.
He told me.
He was satisfied.
He told that I am satisfied.
But difficulty is from our side, not from Guru's side.
Yeah.
Difficulty is with the mind and the body have so many out of control that it is difficult to hear, to understand when there is difficulty. Because we
it
cannot control
it. That we are not realizing so.
Yeah.
There is some lackness in
yeah.
our
some part.
So much.
So we should fulfill it and try to understand the reality.
Yeah.
In sadhana there are so many problems.
Yes.
So many problems.
So many problems.
Huh?
Yeah.
But for whom? Those who are not fully sadhana.
Mm.
Up through nistha, there are so many
yeah.
Yeah. After nistha, when we come to Ruchi, problems are summarized. After asakti, almost all
problems
go away.
Yeah.
Something, the root of
yeah.
problems are there,
yeah.
centralized in our life.
Yeah.
And when bhava comes,
root is
finished. The smell is there.
Yes.
Smell is there.
So there's some taste there, some middle.
But when prem comes, that's fully water. So we should watch through how comes. What is your question?
I have a question.
I was reading Madhuri.
A question first.
Yes. Mm. I was reading Madhuri Karamji.
The question.
Same question.
No, no. Her
no,
question
no,
is more important.
Have some relation with it. When devotee comes to prem, when prem shows, right?
Huh?
When prem comes, once devotee comes to the stage of prem, and he is hankering, and somehow or other Krishna comes. And he realizes Krishna according to his Daivabh, right? Krishna does that. So, if some devotee is in Madhurya, let's say Madhurya, when he's thinking of Krishna,
We are in this stage.
Yes.
Prem cannot come in this
body.
Yeah. Only Swarup Siddhi can come in this body.
But how do you see, for example?
And prem comes in Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi is not this platform.
Right.
Only abhas of prem, that is called bhav.
So it's not fully developed.
So it is sadhana avastha. No. First sadhana. And then bhav. Bhav avastha. Bhav is also called sadhana. And it is not called so. Both.
It is both and
both.
It
comes in sadhana, it comes not in sadhana.
Like the chapter?
In Raganuga, it comes in sadhana.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But not in Vaidhi sadhana.
Just in Raganuga.
In Vaidhi sadhana, what is it?
Huh?
You said it is both.
Vaidhi, but it does. The sadhana of bhakti, but it is not called vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Radhanuga sadhana bhakti.
Yeah, it becomes, vaidhi becomes Radhanuga.
The mood or inner bhav will not be as vidhi bhakti.
Right,
will
yes.
be Radhanuga.
Yes.
Will be
Radhanuga.
Quite different,
yes.
opposite.
Yes.
Yes.
But from outside it will be seen that both are same.
Right.
No? We are hearing Sramanam in Vaidhi Bhakti.
Right.
No?
But
we are in Maya. We should leave Maya. No? We are out of Maya. We are part of Ketan, his whole. We are that of Krishna. But that's all. In Raganuga, we will hear that we are Palya Dasi of Radha.
Yeah.
Srimati Radha is ordering us that come along me. I am going to Abhisar. No? Oh, I have left Sambul Bhitika. Go on. Running and take it back. So, hearing of these things. Srimati Radhika is sometimes crying and weeping. She is also with Radhika crying and weeping.
How should the devotee see Krishna? For example, if you want this dasya of Radhika, this service of Radhika, in this particular way, as dasya of Radhika, how do you see Krishna? Just like Radhika sees, how is the feeling of the devotee for Krishna? He doesn't want to enjoy Krishna, but Krishna is still attractive, right?
Dasya sees Krishna, pranath of Krishna.
Radhika.
Radhika is our Aradhya. Aradhya Devi. We are only attached with Radhika. We are happy in...
When they meet?
When Radhika is happy. We are in sorry when Radhika is in. Not matter of meeting.
No, meeting of Radha Krishna. Not
but when Parinim
also same.
Parinim and Radhika is not talking with Krishna.
We are not.
And she
so we are not. We are not happy.
So there is no question of them. When Radhika is happy,
when
we
is
are
happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If he is in sorry,
then you were in sorry.
And he will try to remove it herself.
But Vishwanath Chakravarti in Madhuyaka Ramdin, this comes to my question. He's explaining when the devotee gets prem, according to his bhav, to his rasa, then he's, let's say, Madhurya Rasa. So Krishna reveals to him his karunya or audarya. Karunya in the case of somebody who is in Madhurya Rasa. So he experiences, he comes to see the beauty of rupa, guna, all the qualities
five
of Krishna, the five kinds of. And then it says that Vishwanath Chakravarti, he experiences Krishna's embrace and kiss. So how do we see this? How in relation to Radhika? And
he has written general
thing. General. Oh, I see.
Not the special.
Okay. This is what I want
to give a general idea.
He has written for Dasya, Sakya,
Vatsalya,
For Madhur, Madhurjit has required
some more
special things. So everything in a very little book is
right. That's why I'm asking. I know. There must be something else.
But in Ujjala Nilamani, it is only Madhura. And there it is explaining about Samanya.
We are not Samanya. We are not going towards Samanya.
Okay,
that's right.
So this was my confusion.
This is the question.
No.
Because it did not seem to be in line with what we wanted.
Okay, so how we only think in relationship to Radhika?
Only in Karam Sakhi.
Only
in
Nitya
Sakhi. Not of any other.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But then why is it written in Ujjala Nilamani?
Yes.
So many kinds of bhakta are there.
And so there's some kind
some
of
people
bhakta
have samanya. Some people have that, want that. We don't want that.
We don't
but
want
another man
so
wants.
Some people want.
These are perfect.
For every,
But they will get?
Huh?
Will they get that?
Those who are qualified for that,
will get.
They
will get.
Get.
So there is a possibility of somebody qualified for that they will get. Oh, this is what
Mad,
I mean.
Also, you say so many times that prem cannot be experienced in this body. But what about somebody like our Guru Maharaj who's coming? He already has everything.
Why you see her, his body like us?
Okay. His body is different, so he can experience.
He is Krishna body, he is Radhika body.
I see.
You will understand that his body is also like
that. Like that.
Yes, sir.
His body is like that. So
we
he can experience.
Body that body. We don't have the vision.
Or vision is.
I see. Okay. So
you are seeing my this body.
No.
And you are telling that, but it may be that not. You may be wrong.
Yes. Yes.
But I am as you.
You
yes,
are as
yes,
a.
Yes, yes. You know what I mean? He's like us, he's the same. He's
as you.
But
mortal. My body is mortal. But their bodies are not mortal.
Yes, okay. I understand.
They appear to be mortal to the blonde eyes.
Yes.
You can judge your Gurudev, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna and Radhika, and Rupmanjari, Ratimanjari. Their body is right.
His body is not suitable. This type of body.
Their body is Chinmaya body.
Yes.
We see the Chinmaya body.
Everything cannot be said. Everything as it wants. Everything cannot be said. And you'll have to pay more. Not by Samanya Dakshina. Go.
I didn't like this Samanya Dakshina. I was thinking, this is a, don't like this as much.
I became
worried at that point. Some disturbance was there. This
you
is
want to hit me. By Samanya Dakshina.
No, we don't want Samanya.
We just want to know what to say to all the
people. I was afraid that I had to make some adjustment for Samanya. I didn't want to. We don't know.
Okay.
I have one question.
Still exploding.
It's more coming. There's more to come.
More
coming.
Will come. But you said it is good.
Otherwise, all will go out of his
body.
It will not gradually get qualified for something.
That's true.
It is written in Chaitanya Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, in all Goswami books.
Yeah.
And we are hiding them in everything. Qualified person, then they will be of no good. And they will live. So we will have to give them. Not that thing, but apart from this, if they are qualified.
When the devotees have a good qualification, they are very simple, and whatever they are told, they will have faith on it. As soon as he says,
I think that so many devotees want to come and to see me.
So many.
They are so eager. And when they have chance, they come.
By one means or another.
Mm-hmm.
They are all becoming cheaters. You are creating a society
of cheaters.
But I fear too that no misunderstanding will come. Sometimes giving your reference that I am disciple of Tamal Krishna. Disciple of Dhanurdhar Swami and so on. They come and they want to listen.
Yeah, they want to hear.
But actually, then
I have one personal question. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says, one should not take too many disciples. But our Srila Prabhupada has written that the follower of Lord Chaitanya may take the risk of taking many disciples to spread the movement. So after Prabhupada's disappearance, you know, we his disciples, we have been initiating. So I was doing that since 1978, many times. So sometimes now I'm thinking, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. I've done 700. So could you help me to decide whether it is... But still new people come, they say, oh, you initiate me, I want you to be my guru. How to decide whether to stop or whether it is duty to do
don't
more?
Don't say stop. But some qualified person should be taken. They should be given initiation.
Not cheaply or quickly.
No, not so cheap. Because they will disturb you and all others. Those who actually want to do bhajan, create something that they may be qualified.
Some test to just make them wait.
To something wait or this is try to create some sattva in name, in Bhagavad Bhakti, and then to be. Otherwise there will be so many disturbances.
But otherwise, there's no need to stop.
Don't you? Because it is a very good help for those who are vimukh to Krishna. There is no help without this.
Yeah.
They are quite helpless.
I think the preaching of the persons in ISKCON who are coming to see you is changing. It is becoming more light. All right.
But they are being so
careful.
Two groups in ISKCON.
Two groups.
I have heard. ठीक है वन ग्रुप इज थियरी दैट वी शुड नॉट मीट नारायण महाराज एंड दे आर अगेंस्ट दैट एनी डिवोटी ऑफ हिज कम शुड मीट नारायण महाराज they are telling that Sridhar Maharaj case will not be again.
Some like that, yeah.
In Delhi also.
Uh-huh.
In Gopal Krishna Swami?
Yeah.
In his disciples there are two groups.
Yeah.
One group is seeing very fearfully. And the other groups want to and come to me and to hear something.
Yes.
I also think that it should not develop.
Everyone in ISKCON knows you are a very good friend of ISKCON. So
they should know.
They never speak against you.
They should know. They are real friend of ISKCON devotees. I don't want any harm by them. One person has written me. You know?
Badri Narayanda, oh yes, he's a UBC man.
Where?
He's in charge of Southern California, that's Los Angeles and San Diego. He's a very responsible person.
He has written that one very old person. Now he's you can briefly see.
Yeah, Mahavishnu Swami, 67 years old. Took second initiation and after 1 year sannyas initiation from Sivaram Swami. The question is how.
I know also Sivaram Swami.
Yes,
he's
fond of you. The question is how can a disciple initiate when his guru is on the planet? Why can't this man take disciples of his own? But Sivaram Swami is his initiating guru. So the etiquette is, if the guru is living, the disciple should not take disciples of his own. That's the question.
That is the question.
Yeah.
What should be the answer? I am thinking, these are the methods for this Kun GBC. Not for me.
No, it's management.
The management should do all this.
Yes. In fact, not this man, but this issue was a topic that they said they wanted to discuss in general. There are so many disciples who are now been devotees 15 years. How long do they have to wait before they can take disciples? So ISKCON has to decide this question.
This is not for me.
Yeah.
So he's saying because on the one hand it is related to the Satya Bhav, then it is under Vaini Bhakti. Ek ant mein Satya Bhav se yukt hone ke karan Vaini Bhakti ke antargat hai. And then after that he says on the other hand because it is related to Prema Bhav, it is not that is not under Vaini Bhakti. Dusre ant mein prem bhav se yukt hone ke karan saran rajya mein uski upayogita nahi hai. Isliye raganur sadan bhakti ke andar sneha ka sthan nahi hai.
What is the meaning?
It says on the one hand it's related to Vaini Bhakti. And on the other hand, it is not related to Vaini Bhakti. Because on the one hand, because it is in relationship to Satya Bhav, it is related to, or it is considered to be under Vaini Bhakti. But on the other hand, because it's being related to the Prema Bhav, it is not it is not under Vaini Bhakti, but in conclusion, he says that it is not considered to be part of Raghunatha Bhakti. But I couldn't understand the distinction because what does this first part mean? That because it is related to Sakya Bhav, ek ant mein Sakya Bhav se yukt hone ke karan Vaini Bhakti ke antargat hai.
He loves to find it.
Sneha.
First it is under Vaini Bhakti. You are understanding this?
Yes.
What?
I'm understanding, but not clearly.
What is this? Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Semanam Archanam Dasyam Sakhyam. Here Sakhyam is a Vaini Bhakti. To have related with Krishna as a ordinary Sakhya Bhava. To know him as a Sakha. But this is under Vaini Bhakti. Pralhad Maharaj has told
So in Raganuga Bhakti, no use. Other hand, it comes in prem. Sneha man pranay raga anurag bhav mahamah. Sneha comes in prem. So, sneha cannot be done in Raganuga. But it can come in the ragatri. It cannot be followed. When a man will come in the state of prem, then his prem may be in sneha. So sneha is a state, a statement applied, bhav, which is found in only after Vastu Siddhi. So we cannot do sadhana in the Raganuga. Then remains to first
Kaam and Sambandha.
Sambandha is Nanda Baba, Yashoda, related to putra, son and father, related as a sakha, as husband and wife in Dwarka. All these are Sambandha. Then Kaam, only Gopis are under Kaam.